The Church of our Lord is unique in many ways. It is similar in some ways to organizations, though, that we see from day to day in our secular world. The Church does have a head, Jesus Christ. The Church has a law, the law of Christ, as it's revealed in God's Word, the Bible. The Church has members, those who have by their obedience been added to this spiritual body. But one thing that should be appreciated by all Christians is that the Church is glorious. It is characterized with the word glorious. The word glorious simply means to deserve glory or something possessing great beauty or splendor. We understand that the Church of our Lord is indeed glorious. But some questions we may ask, some people may ask us is, number one, how do we know that the Church is glorious? And number two, why is the Church glorious? These are valid questions, the answers to which we will now cover just briefly. We know that the Church is glorious because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 25, that the purpose of Christ coming to the earth was to be the spiritual husband to the Church, for the intent of spiritually presenting that Church to himself as being glorious. In this passage, Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the Church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the Word, that he might present her to himself," verse 27, "a glorious Church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish." Christ indeed does desire his Church to be glorious, and Christ died so that the Church would indeed be without spot or blemish, and thus it would be his glorious possession, and that glorious possession would be presented to its King, Jesus Christ. In the context of Ephesians chapter 5, Jesus Christ is assuming the role of the husband in this context. You might consider a wedding that you may have attended. You may understand that when the groom is presented, the audience does not give much attention to the groom for various reasons, but we understand that the bride, whenever she enters, upon her entering, the assembly rises out of respect for the glorious bride as she is presented to her suitor. The bright white apparel she wears symbolizes purity, and it symbolizes glory, and the Church is presented to the Father in the same way. It is without spot or blemish, and is such, by definition, glorious. Now the second question, why is the Church glorious? What is it that makes the Church glorious? Well, just as two people become married and they become one flesh by God's design, Christ and his Church are also one in spirit. So the Church is the body of Christ, and the Church thus assumes the glory that characterizes Christ himself. So when the Church obeys the law of Christ, the Church is every bit as glorious as Christ is, because it wears his name and it submits to his law. So then we have arrived at this beautiful biblical truth, and that biblical truth is the fact that just as the body of Christ is glorious in heaven, so is his spiritual body, the Church. The Church is indeed as glorious as its King.